with you. Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, January 26, 2020. My name is Atef Erfani.
And I'm Amir, your host, and it's a pleasure to be with you again.
As you know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our programs in IRIB English Radio. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Listeners Special, and we are pleased to be with you again this week, and we are going, as usual, we are going to read out your emails and letters, but before starting with today's first email, I'm going to read out the names of three of our loyal listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports. Bala Morali from India, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, and Assis Hernando from Spain, who have kindly sent us reception reports. Thank you very much for providing us with reception reports. And why don't you start with today's first email?
Yes, it
by
is.
By Jo Clemens Hoffmann from Germany.
Yes, go ahead. You know, Clemens Hoffmann from Germany is one of our regular listeners who says, "Warm greetings from Germany. It is my pleasure to inform you about the reception of the English service of IRIB yesterday evening. Signal here in the southwestern part of Germany was good, but the modulation was much too low, so it was very difficult to understand the program. Maybe you can inform the technical department of IRIB about the low modulation of the SW transmitter. It would be a pleasure if the audio quality will improve again to listen to your informative English programs. Coming from Tehran, hopefully my reception report is of use and interest to you. Enclosed, I will send you a photo of the River Rhine region where I'm living in Germany. Best greetings to you and the whole staff at the station. Thanks a lot for taking time to read this email and for broadcasting worldwide on shortwave." Thank you, Clemens Hoffmann from Germany. You mentioned the low quality of modulation.
Well, modulation, I'm not really familiar with that technical term. That has to be. We have to pass on this email to our technical department.
Yes,
and they should
we
study
have to.
And examine the modulation issue that Clemens Hoffmann has mentioned in his
yeah,
email.
We have to inform our technicians and engineers about this problem. And, you mentioned about the programs you missed. In that part of time, of course, we have the archive of our programs in our website.
Right.
And
you can simply refer to our website and listen to the programs that you
yes,
have missed.
Yes, parstoday.com/en.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Here is an email by Dr. Dilip Kumar Sarkar from India. I'm a doctor and also a radio listener from India. I usually listen to your radio broadcast. With this email, I'm sending an audio file of your radio program. Kindly acknowledge this letter and verify my reception through a QSL, EQSL, a letter or verification mail. I shall be very much obliged if you please send me a QSL card as well. All right, Dr. Sarkar from India, thank you very much for your email. You have mentioned to acknowledge the letter and verify your reception. We will definitely do that for you. And please do keep in touch with us.
Dr. Dilip Kumar Sarkar has been sending us emails and letters for a very long time.
Even though he's a doctor,
Yeah.
And he's probably a busy man, but he keeps on sending us emails.
Yeah,
that's
thank
very
you.
Nice of him. And also, we benefit from your encouraging remarks. Anyhow,
thank you
very much. All right, let's go for a short break, and we'll be back with the rest of the emails.
Welcome back. Do you have any message?
Well, I see an email in your hand. Avinash from India.
Avinash from India.
Why don't you just read that email first?
Of course, I'll
and then
do it.
I will read an email from Chile.
Hello, Avinash. We're going to read your email. You say, thanks for your reply to my reception. Personally, I would prefer paper actually, QSL card. IRIB can design QSLs featuring the rich heritage and culture of Iran. Each year, IRIB can have 6 to 12 cards based on a certain theme, such as Iranian architecture, landscapes, personalities, Iranian cuisine, sports, etc. These QSL cards serve as a cultural mementos too. It would be great if you can send me the new IRIB frequency schedule by email, so that I can tune in to the new frequencies of IRIB and report the quality of reception. I'm grateful, Avinash, for your email. Avinash from India, thank you very much.
And also, we are thankful for your good suggestion about the designing of QSLs featuring the rich culture and heritage of Iran. I have to tell Mr. Producer that this is a very good suggestion, and I'm sure our producer will do something about this. We'll design a QSL featuring some cultural, the rich heritage and culture of Iran, as mentioned by Avinash in the email. And I'm sure that would be also welcomed by other listeners as well.
Yeah, it's a nice suggestion. And
right.
Avinash, don't forget to tell us your views about our programs.
Right. Thank you very much. And also, as I promised earlier, I'm going to read out an email from Chile by Hector Frias Jofre. I hope that I've pronounced the name correctly. Dear friends, I'm pleased to report the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in audio. I hope the audio can be heard well. If this report were correct, and indeed it was, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I would be grateful if you could confirm it with a QSL card and cultural information about your country. We'll definitely do that. Hector from Chile, thank you very much for your email. And also an email from Norway by Arild Skalmeras.
Arild Skalmeras, if I'm right in pronouncing his name, from Norway, says, many thanks for your reply and sorry for not coming back to your email before now. Things have been so busy during the last month with little or no time left for my radio hobby, unfortunately. I would be happy to receive a QSL card by email too. I would prefer to receive a printed QSL card by postal card, but I understand that international postage is expensive. At least it is expensive here in Norway, and I guess in Iran too. As a radio enthusiast, I enjoy picking up those Iranian radio stations on medium wave broadcasting in Farsi. They are a challenge, both because of the language, which I do not understand, and because they are generally difficult to pick up. Still, I like a challenge and really like trying to pick up the signal of Iranian stations. Please let me know if there is anything in particular you would like me to comment on. Arild Skalmeras from Norway, first of all, thank you very much for your email. Why don't you tune into IRIB English service?
Well, he does actually tune into IRIB English radio, I believe.
So what is his problem with the language?
He's referring to the radio stations that are in Farsi.
Oh, yeah.
You see, he says as a radio enthusiast, I enjoy picking up those Iranian radio stations on medium wave broadcasting in Farsi, and they are a challenge since he doesn't know Farsi. He's referring to those IRIB radio stations mm-hmm. that broadcast in Farsi language. And anyhow, he does tune into our radio, which is IRIB English radio. And by the way, he has mentioned that he prefers to receive a printed QSL card. He prefers that to the EQSL sent by email. That's interesting.
Yeah, because he says the international postage is very expensive in Norway.
Right. But besides the fact that international postage, as he has mentioned, is expensive, I think it's more enjoyable for him to receive the printed QSL mm-hmm. card.
Yeah.
He prefers that. Very interesting. All right. Let's go for a break and we'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. It's now time for this week's interview conducted with one of our regular listeners in Britain, Mr. Chris Danpure. Stay with us, please.
My name is Chris Danpure. I'm retired. I'm coming up to 75 years old, and I live in Hertfordshire. That's about 30 miles north, Sydney's in Hertfordshire, 30 miles north of London. And I've been a shortwave listener now for about 60-odd years. Overall, I find the programs of RIB very interesting, obviously complete opposite to what we're learning in the media in Great Britain. This is obviously, again, a political situation in your country, but obviously it gives the enlightenment of your view of your side and particularly your part of the world as to what's going on. Particularly some of the news in the Middle East is not covered here in our local media. In fact, during the last week, the local media has been just obsessed with Brexit and Mr. Boris Johnson, and anything else that's happened on the international scene has really pretty well been ignored. A message to our listeners is obviously keep listening to IRIB because obviously you're providing a very good service in giving an opposite view of what a lot of media are saying in another part of the world, and I think this is important. Otherwise, not everyone gets one point of view and there's nothing outstanding on the other side. And possibly the other side is right. And this has quite often happened before. Thank you. All the best. Bye.
And that brings to an end this week's edition of Listeners Special. Thank you all for joining us. Till next week, goodbye, everyone.
Have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013. 3720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with our Arabi English Radio.